CKAW, where people share the music they love. 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
What did the horse say when it fell?
I don't know what.
I've fallen and I can't giddy up.
Oh. It's time for the Children's Hour. Kids Topic Radio.
You're listening to right an encore edition of the Children's Hour.
I just need you to get real loose. Get comfortable. Grab your loved ones. Or grab your love partner. And if you're by yourself, no worries. Just follow after me.
So gonna do the two-step, then cowboy boogie.
Grab your sweetheart and spin out with him. Do the hold down and get into it. Take it to the left now and dip with it. Don't throw down, take a sip with it. Now lean back, put your hips in it.
Blanco Brown right here on the Children's Hour. Hello, I'm Katie Stone. I'm really glad to be with all of you today, including all these kids on Zoom. Hello, everybody.
Hello, hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Who's with us today?
I am Corbett.
Hello, it's Zen.
Hello, it's Amadeus.
Hi, it's Kodiak.
Hello, it's Isaac.
It's Kate, oh boy.
Hi, it's Maya.
Well, hi, friend. It's your good pal, Lucas.
Hi, it's Lily May.
Hi, it's Illuminata.
Happy day, it's Maya.
Hi, it's Angie.
Hi, it's Lo.
Hello, friends. It's Melissa.
Hello, it's Daniel.
Well, thank you all so much for being here, and thanks for joining us out there in listener land. Today on the show, we're going to be talking about reading books and reading in general. Are there any readers on our crew here?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mostly every day.
I do.
I read.
Yeah, I do read every single day a lot.
I read occasionally.
I read like 24/7.
We have a very literate Children's Hour crew. Gosh, you guys, I'm impressed. Well, you know, a lot of folks struggle with reading. Yeah, Maya.
I wanted to say that I have dyslexia, and I just started reading chapter books this year, and so I'm really excited.
That's really exciting.
Yeah.
I still have dyslexia, even though I'm able to read. It was really tough when I was younger doing it, and I can tell you that as you practice more, you're only going to get better.
That's good to know. Thank you, Zen.
Aw, Zen, thanks for sharing that. And Maya, congratulations. That's super exciting. Well, I'm very excited about the guest that we're going to have on our show today, you guys. It's Miss Caitlin Gooch. She's from Wendell, North Carolina with Saddle Up and Read. Cannot wait for you to learn how she is using horses to help motivate kids to read more. It's a pretty great idea. And we've got a couple of book reviews, one from Maya Falcone and one from Evan Dates. Then we're going to hear from the kids on the Extinction Diaries about why some zebras are being born with very unusual stripes and what that means for the whole herd. All of this is mixed with great music, including this one. This is They Might Be Giants right here on the Children's Hour.
I can read anything. Run to me, and when I
listening to the Children's Hour, and with us today on the show is Miss Caitlin Gooch. She is the director and founder of Saddle Up and Read. Welcome to the Children's Hour, Miss Gooch.
Hey, I'm so excited to be here. Look, y'all are all so beautiful and handsome.
You're doing something really neat, and you're from an organization called Saddle Up and Read. The kids have a lot of questions for you. Who's ready for our very first question? Go for it.
What is Saddle Up and Read?
So Saddle Up and Read is a nonprofit organization, and I started it so I could encourage kids to read books, and they read to my horses. I have 8 horses, so kids get to come out, or I go into the neighborhoods and give away books for free and let other kids, just like you all, touch the horses and pet them and feed them treats.
How can you take care of 8 horses?
Well, luckily, I don't have to take care of all 8 by myself. When I was you all's age, I worked at our farm. We always have lived on a horse farm, and I've always had horses. I had to feed them and clean out their water buckets and clean out the manure in their stalls. But today, because my dad is an entrepreneur, he hires other people to take care of them. So we don't have to do it anymore. But I did have to do it up until maybe college.
Are there any benefits with reading to horses instead of like reading to yourself or maybe to your brother or sister? Are there any advantages with particularly horses?
Oh, that's a great question. So a lot of the times when the kids come out and they're reading to horses, they feel like it's a much funner activity. They have more fun doing it. Sometimes horses do things like sneeze and they'll nod like this, and the kids think that the horses can understand everything they're saying. So it's just a coincidence, but it's really fun. And I think that with the horses don't talk. We all know that. And so when kids mess up when they're reading, you know, like no one says anything bad about it or nobody laughs. You know, the horses help boost their confidence. So I think those are pretty much the basic advantages. Hopefully later on in Saddle Up and Read, we'll be able to do research and prove how it helps.
When did you start?
I started Saddle Up and Read in 2017, and I partnered with a library here in our town. We have one library, and I told them I wanted to share my horses with the kids in the community. And so we worked together so that when kids went to check out a book at the library, they got a chance to come out to the farm for checking out books.
Do the horses like it when you read to them?
I think they do. a lot of the times if they're in their stalls, so a stall is what the horses stay in inside of the barn, they'll peek their heads out. And most of the times I think it's just to see if anybody's going to give them a treat or something. But I think they do enjoy the company because horses are herd animals and they're companion animals and they thrive on relationships. So when people come out and, you know, they want to rub on their head and their necks and scratch behind their ears, I think they really enjoy it.
How does the kids act with the horses?
So a lot of times when the kids come out, they are really surprised and sometimes they scream. So I have to tell them not to scream around the horses because it might scare them. Horses don't really like loud noises because it could mean that, you know, they might be in danger. So the kids, once I explain to them the rules, like no screaming, no running around the horses, no jumping at them and all that stuff, you know, it's not a playground. Like the things you would do at a playground, you wouldn't do them at the barn because we all want to be safe. But for the most part, I hear a lot of giggles and laughs and I see a lot of smiles.
Is there anyone on this crew who would like to read to horses?
Of course.
It's clearly a great idea. We're talking with Miss Caitlin Gooch. She's from Saddle Up and Read. We're going to play a little bit of music and be right back.
Pony boy, won't you be my pony boy? Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, whoa, my pony boy. Ride with me, ride with me. Won't you take a ride with me? Underneath the starry sky, my pony boy. up, giddy up, giddy up. Whoa, my pony boy. Pony boy, pony boy. Won't you be my pony boy? Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up. Whoa, my pony boy. Down into the valley deep, neath these willows asleep, sky of dreams up above. Pony boy, pony boy, won't you be my pony boy? Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, whoa, my pony boy. Pony boy, pony boy, won't you be my pony boy? Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, whoa.
Dance and I had to practice. Why, oh, why did I do it with a cactus? If you're gonna dance or kiss a cactus, you're gonna wanna get along home. Giddy up, giddy up, get along home. Get along, get along, giddy up home. Get along, giddy up, giddy up, get along, get a little along home. Well, I tried to saddle a kangaroo. Good golly, my button's black and blue. Ride a kangaroo, you say boo hoo, then you're gonna wanna get along home. Giddy up, giddy up, get along home. Get along, get along, giddy up home. Get along, giddy up, giddy up, get along, get a little along home. Every critter I own is so confused. My cow says neigh and my horse says moo. My pigs lay eggs and my goat does too. They're gonna make me get along home. Giddy up, giddy up, get along home. Get along, get along, giddy up home. Get along, giddy up, giddy up, get along, get a little along home. If you take a poodle on the prairie, he might cock-a-doodle just to be contrary. A cock-a-doodle poodle would be kind of scary. It would make you want to get along home. Giddy up, giddy up, get along home. Get along, get along, giddy up home. Get along, giddy up, giddy up, get along, get a little along home. I lost my hat in a Texas twister. I wish she'd come back and take my sister. She's so mean, I never would have missed her, even if she never come home. Giddy up, giddy up, get along home. Get along, get along, giddy up home. Get along, giddy up, giddy up, get along, get a little along home. Giddy up, giddy up, get along home. Get along, get along, giddy up home. Get along, giddy up, giddy up, get along, get a little along home.
the background, Anda Union, from a CD called The Wind Horse. This is the Galloping Horses song. And you heard the title track from Buck Howdy's Giddy Up CD. That was with Trout Fishing in America. And way back when, that was Ralph's World from Happy Lemons with Pony Boy. You're listening to the Children's Hour. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated. We're a New Mexico-based nonprofit organization supported by listeners just like you. Learn more about us at childrenshour.org. The New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs supports the Children's Hour. Celebrate diverse cultural communities of New Mexico at nmculture.org. Support for the Children's Hour provided by Electric Playhouse in Albuquerque, New Mexico. More info at electricplayhouse.com.
It's in a book.
That's right, B-O-O-K.
Take a look.
All right, I'm taking a look.
This really cooks.
Uh-huh, I see. O-O-K.
I think I'm hooked.
Yeah, man, I'm it. O-O-K.
Let us get together. Let's make some words. Words get together, making sentences you've heard. Sentences together, they fill up the page to make the books we can read every day. It's in a book.
That's right, B-O-O-K.
Take a look.
All right, I'm taking a look. Okay.
This really cooks.
Uh-huh, it's C-O-O-K.
I think I'm hooked.
Yeah, man, I made your okay.
Okay, so tell me what you see.
Or should I say, what do you see?
I think I see a baby bumblebee.
That's right, I see a bee.
Flying up to the top of a tree.
Come on,
it's time to T-R-E-E. Up in the sky, you know you feel so free.
Cause when we read, we're F-R-E-E.
So let us get together, let's make some words. Words get together, making sentences you heard. Sentences together, they fill up the page to make the books we can read every day.
It's in a book. That's right, B-O-O-K.
Take a look.
All right, I'm taking a look.
This really cooks.
I
think I'm hooked.
Yeah, okay.
It's in a book.
That's Aaron Nigel Smith from a CD called Welcome to the Village. You're listening to the Children's Hour. With us on the show today is Miss Caitlin Gooch. She's from Saddle Up and Read out of Wendell, North Carolina. And this is an organization that's motivating kids to read by getting them to read to horses. Miss Gooch, the kids still have a lot more questions for you.
What inspired you to start Saddle Up and Read?
So unfortunately, in North Carolina, in the United States in general, our literacy rates here are low. And when I started to research that in 2017, I saw that the elementary schools around me, the kids were far behind in some of the other countries. And I think reading is very important. And, you know, reading 20 minutes a day. And as you all grow up, you're going to have to know how to read. And I just thought that what would our future be if kids aren't reading? So that inspired me. And I really wanted to expose children who had never been around horses or wouldn't get that chance to be around horses.
Can you talk a little bit about your childhood? Did you read to horses when you were a kid?
I don't know if I read to horses when I was a kid or not, but I was always at the barn. I know when I was 6 years old, I asked my dad if I could move my bed into one of the stalls so I could just stay there. And we lived on the farm. So like I could just go out the house and I could see all the horses. I could walk right into the barn from the house. But I know I read a lot of books. I don't know if I ever read them to my horse, but I rode what's called a trail ride. And I would ride like, it's kind of like going on a hike, but on horseback. And I did that every weekend with my dad in different places on the East Coast.
That sounds like so much fun. Does anyone on my crew wish that they could just go on trail rides every weekend?
I totally do.
I do.
I would do that all the time if I got the chance.
Well, me too. Yeah, Maya Falcón.
How has Saddle Up and Read had to adapt to the pandemic?
So I did not have a truck and trailer before. And one thing that I noticed was that the demographic of children that I wanted to reach for Saddle Up and Read, I couldn't reach them because of transportation. So when the pandemic happened, I used social media as a tool to get a truck and a trailer. And someone donated a truck, and then someone donated the money for a horse trailer. And in that same week, I got both. And because of the pandemic, I stopped letting kids come to the farm, and I just drove to the kids. So I'll go to parks. I've been in a Walmart parking lot. I've been in different neighborhoods, and I'll take the truck and trailer with my horse, my miniature horse, or my other horse, my childhood horse Goat. I still have her. And the trailer is full of books, and I would just set it up so that, you know, the kids could get whatever book they wanted. And that's been a lot of fun. So that's how we had to adapt.
What is your favorite book from when you were a kid?
My mom has a cookbook that she got from my grandmother, which is her mom. I think it's called Mama's Black Pot or something. But my grandmother actually wrote in it, like, with her handwriting and stuff. My grandmother died when I was 2 months old. So my mom always used that cookbook when she was cooking and stuff. So just to see her handwriting and to use some of those recipes, there's a sweet potato pie recipe in there, and I've memorized it because I make sweet potato pies every Thanksgiving.
Wait, that's your favorite book?
Oh, I thought you said cookbook.
What is your favorite book from when you were a kid?
There was a book about a strawberry and a mouse. I can't remember the title of it, but I think it's a pretty old book, but it's about this mouse who was trying to hide his strawberry from a bear. And at the end of the book, he like cuts the strawberry in half and he eats half of it so the bear doesn't eat the whole strawberry.
What are your plans with Saddle Up and Read into the future?
In the future, I would like to have my own farm so I can build a literacy lodge. It won't be exactly like a library. It'll just be a cool place, a safe place, a positive space for kids to come and learn how to read and read books and just explore, you know, their creative minds. That is definitely what I want to do in the future with Saddle Up and Read.
Caitlin Gooch is the founder and director of Saddle Up and Read. They're out of Wendell, North Carolina, and she is motivating kids to become lifelong readers. You can learn more about her at saddleupandread.org. Ms. Gooch, is there anything that you'd like to leave our listening audience with that maybe we didn't get to today?
Make sure you all are reading 20 minutes a day. You all could read to each other or call one of your relatives and read a book to them. Reading is so important, and you expand your vocabulary and your imagination when you know, get lost in a book.
Such good advice. Thank you so much for being with us on the Children's Hour, Ms. Gooch.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye. Oh.
So many things that I love to do, from swimming in the ocean to going to the zoo. When it comes to lunch, I love mac and cheese, but most of all, I love to read. Give me a bunch of books and I'll go to my room and travel around the world in an afternoon. There's not that much that I really need, 'cause most of all I love to read. I say most of all I love to read. I love to read every single day. I love to read. Believe me when I say, from dinosaurs and dungeons to stories about fleas, I just can't get enough, 'cause I love to late at night, lying by the fire,
or beside my bedside light. Even when I'm walking and chewing pumpkin seeds, oh, any time at all, I love to read, especially something scary, so scary I can't breathe. Oh, any time at all, I love to read. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, S, Y, and Z.
Ready?
Ready.
Okay. One, two, three, four.
I'm a horseback rider, roll back, I'm a bicycle rider. Step on the brakes, I'm a little bit baby. Sweet as a child, I'm a cereal eater. Shovel it in, I'm a horseback rider, roll back, I'm a bicycle rider. Step on the brakes, I'm a little bit baby. Sweet as a child, I'm a cereal eater. Shovel it in, I'm a horseback rider, roll back, I'm a bicycle rider. Step on the brakes, I'm a little bit baby. Sweet as a child, I'm a cereal eater. Shovel it in, I'm a horseback rider, roll back. I'm a bicycle rider. Step on the brakes, I'm a little bit baby. Sweet child, I'm a cereal eater. Shovel it in, I'm a horseback rider. Whoa, back.
Once upon a time lived a horse named Glitter. She was a beautiful horse and the strongest too. Once upon a time lived a horse named Glitter. She was a magical horse and the kindest too. Glitter could jump with spectacular flair, but she had a secret she needed to share. What do you want, Glitter? What do you want? Do you want?
I want to play guitar. What? You're just a horse. You can't play guitar.
Yeah. How are you gonna play guitar without real hands? You just have hooves.
I will find a way. Someday, I'm gonna be the best guitar player in the whole entire world. Don't try to stop me. Just wait and watch me. Whoa, whoa.
Whoa, whoa.
Your dream is crazy.
Your dream?
Guitars R Us. How can I help you?
I'd like to buy that big blue glittery guitar, please. And some guitar lessons.
But you're just a horse. Horses can't play guitar. Besides, you only have hooves. Good day.
Wait, please. I like your hair. Teach me to play, sir. Don't say nay, sir. Whoa, whoa.
No. None of my courses permit any horses. Impossible!
Glitter wasn't deterred and she hopped on a jet to a new store called
Nicest Help You Can Get.
Run by a magic rhino!
Run by a magic rhino!
That's me, Magic Rhino, here to help.
Wow. You know, I'll go with it. Since nothing is impossible.
Magic Rhino.
That's me.
He taught her how to play.
Like this.
Very good.
And 2 years later.
2 years later.
Excuse me, are you Glitter, the guitar-playing horse?
Yeah, that's me.
I'm Joe, the crocodile, and in addition to being the narrator of this story, I'm also a famous drummer. Glitter, would you want to start a band with me?
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Summer Concert Jam. Now, everyone, please give it up for the most popular band in the world, Glitter and the Animals!
They try to stop me. Hey, look, now watch me. Whoa, whoa, whoa. When you pursue what you wanna do, it's possible. Everyone thought that a horse couldn't play. Now I'm rocking the stadium every day. Cause when you have a dream,
when you have a dream,
nothing is impossible.
And I just read the book My Life in the Fish Tank about a 12-year-old girl called Zinni. Written by Barbara D. and published by Aladdin, this book really held my attention. It was exciting, funny, sad, and overall just really powerful. Zinni's parents tell her and her siblings that her older brother has smashed up a car and has been acting really weird lately. Because of this, he had to see some doctors and go to a sort of hospital while he gets better. Zinni's parents want everyone in the family to keep this private, but this secret Zinni has to keep makes her life get out of control. With support from her favorite science teacher, Miss Molina, Zinni is able to help her parents start to make things better at home and find hope for their future. But what's really great about this book is that it builds up tension and you don't know what's going to happen next. My Life in the Fish Tank is said to be for a middle grade audience, but I'm in third grade and I really enjoyed reading it. So I recommend it for kids of all ages. It's published by Aladdin, has a really great jacket design by Heather Polisi, and is written by Barbara D. This book really came to life for me, and I think it will for you too. For the Children's Hour, this is Evan Dates.
Evan Dates is on the Children's Hour Kids crew. Thank you, Evan. Before Evan's book review, you heard Nothing is Impossible. That's The Story Pirates. And Keller Williams brought us Horseback Rider. Before that, Love to Read was Mr. G. In the background, Lobo Loco with Good Thoughts from Tricone Resonator, right here on the Children's Hour.
Thank you.
listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
Thanks to the Outpost Performance Space in Albuquerque, New Mexico, for hosting the Children's Hour. Support for the Children's Hour is provided by United Way of North Central New Mexico. Support provided by the City of Albuquerque and the Urban Enhancement Trust Fund. Bernalillo County is a proud supporter of the Children's Hour. Many thanks to the users at tokenibis.org, who direct funds to the Children's Hour every week.
Back in my days, we loved to live long.
One time,
I took advantage.
Two times,
I took advantage in a move.
Three times,
I took advantage.
Four times,
I took advantage in a move for doors.
Let's go back, way back, back in the time when I was just a young rapper back in my prime, when I couldn't put tracks to my rhymes, but I had my fruit stacked to the nine, it's fine. I had the fire in my belly. Old told me take my shot, fire when ready. So I did, and then I went all out. I stayed on my job, no call out. I took advantage of them open doors, hoping I can open yours.
You're welcome.
And best believe you can do it too, cause ain't nobody stopping you but you.
Serenidad, confianza en ti mismo encontrarás la fuerza en ti. Mantén tu camino, no pierdas de vista el destino. Sean grandes tus acciones, fuertes eres más fuerte.
Soy más fuerte
de lo que crees. Vive tu vida,
mi vida.
Vívela bien. Realiza tus sueños con acción y empeño. Eres más fuerte.
Soy más fuerte
de lo que crees.
No coincidence, you are magnificent. So proud of yourself.
Proud of yourself.
You know from start to your bang with a craft. No sell yourself short, so make them go and laugh. One thing for sure, you will open the doors with abundance galore. Deep in your core, more and more, you get the big score. For sure, for sure.
Live your life. Live it well. Let your dreams be big and your actions louder. Stronger.
Soy más fuerte.
Then you know.
De lo que creo.
Live your life.
Vivo mi vida.
Live it well.
La vivo bien.
Make your dreams come true by the actions you do. Cause you're stronger.
Soy más fuerte.
Then you know.
De lo que creo.
Just keep your head. Trust in yourself and you will find your inner
de vista el premio y como polvo, 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 polvo voy a subir
y vela bien que tus sueños sean grandes, tus acciones fuertes, eres más fuerte.
I'm stronger
de lo que crees. Vive tu vida,
I live my life.
Y vela bien, sueños con acción y empeño, eres más fuerte.
I'm stronger
de lo que crees.
Ayo, ayo, this is how I live life. Hamburger, french fries, that's living life. Yummy, yummy in my tummy, that's living life. Beef patty on side, that's living life.
Just laugh, show your facial muscle. Call you a live example. Just feel positive, you hear what we say. Call you a take them right away.
Yes, sir.
Extinction Diaries.
Zebras are starting to be born with strange spots or patterns not normal to them. Scientists believe this is likely from inbreeding. Research has revealed that most animals higher up on the evolutionary chain are instinctively not drawn to mate with a close relative. However, species suffering reduced numbers such as low as a dozen or herds with geographical constraints have no choice but to mate with a relative close enough to create genetic damage. Aberrations not related to inbreeding, like melanin mutation that alters pigment, are rare among mammals. So biologists are concerned that 5% or more of zebras around a Ugandan lake are striped abnormally. Habitat fragmentation is preventing regional herds from migrating, and some smaller groups are literally boxed in without any unrelated genetics. There are approximately 1.5 million wild zebras, and though that's not great, there remains significant genetic diversity overall. The problem now is likely specific groups finding themselves cut off from their distant relatives. My name is Aaron Oliveira, and this is a Small World Radio production.
There lived a zebra down on Savannah Lane. His black and white stripes washed together in the rain. He was gray from his hooves up to his mane. Now he was worried what his zebra friends would say. Sadly, they poked fun at him right away. So he packed up his things and left late that day. A gray zebra was so sad. A gray zebra felt so, so sad.
Called Pandemic 2020, A Nine-Year-Old's Perspective by Pritcha Hiddop. This book was published in 2020, and it was designed, printed, and distributed by Book Baby. In my opinion, this book was fantastic. The writing is very descriptive. In this book, there are tips and tricks on how to survive and thrive while living in quarantine. The story is very relatable and goes into depth about the thought process and how it feels learning that you are surrounded by a global pandemic. Pritcha talks about outlets that she uses to keep busy, like her YouTube channel, Pritcha Hiddop, and playing chess. She also shares some important insight on how to stay healthy and organized in quarantine, as well as how to be an overall good person. Pritcha focuses on the positive. I recommend this book to anyone that might be having a hard time keeping good habits and staying healthy, especially if you're working at home right now. This book, Pandemic 2020, A Nine-Year-Old's Perspective by Pritcha Hiddop, is a 5-star read. From the Children's Hour, this is Maya Falcone.
Blueberries for Sal, Madeline, and come on rain.
Shorty, that's a mighty fine fire. I'm here to tell you, though some think it ain't true, but this here's how yodeling begun. And I'm gonna godel. I can't no more yodel. By then, you'll know this story's done. It happened at Roundup, before Chester wound up, a-sitting on the back of his bay. With just one foot in the stirrup, well, someone yelled, "Get up!" And here's what they heard Chester say.
Little pony who, little pony ho, little pony don't let me go. Little pony who, little pony whoa, whoa. Little pony please, little pony stop, little pony don't let me drop. Little pony whoa, little pony please, little pony stop.
Well, the bay, it spun left, then it twirled to the right. You could hear Chester's spurs all a-jingling. But he clung to that filly, and he hung on until he could be heard a-yodeling in England. Chester kept a-sliding, though the bay not abiding, 'cause the horse he was riding was young. Well, he bucked through Missouri, and he took a whole tour of the country, and he never got flung.
Little pony who, little pony ho, little pony don't let me go. Little pony who, little pony whoa, whoa. Little pony please, little pony stop, little pony don't let me drop. Little pony whoa, little pony please, little pony stop.
Sometime late at night, in the silver moonlight, there's a sound that you might be fearing. You'll think it's a ghost, but listen real close, 'cause that'll be Chester you're hearing.
Little pony who, little pony ho, little pony don't let me go. Little pony who, little pony whoa, whoa. Little pony please, little pony stop, little pony don't let me drop. Little pony whoa, little pony please, little pony stop.
Little pony, please, little pony, stop. Little pony, don't let me bop. Little pony, whoa, little pony, please, little pony, stop.
Little Pony Who is the Green Chili Jam Band from an oldie but goodie called Starfishing. The books I like to read are The Hip Waiters from Year Round Sounds. Before Maya Falcone's book review, you heard Gray Zebra. That's Recess Monkey from Animal House. And Live Your Life is Father Goose Music's brand new single. You're listening to the Children's Hour. We've got time for one more. We're going to go out with the Shmoony and Friends.
When you on a trip, maybe on a horse, in a car or a rocket ship, you can go anywhere that you choose. Anything that you read, you can't lose. Let's read a book. Let's read a book. Let's read a book. And if you want to be wise, just read a book. Read a book about the old, old West. Well, let's be a pioneer and learn what they did best. We can read about Indians and cowboys too. Jesse James and Pocahontas. Let's read a book. Let's read a book. Give your mind a little exercise. Just read a book. Let's read a book. If you want to be wise, just read a book. Let's read a book about my favorite spot. Let's go to the beach where it's always nice and hot. We can drive around up and down the strand, and then we'll build a great big castle in the sand. Let's read a book. Let's read a book.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit.
Our show was written by Katie Stone with lots of help from all of us on the kids' crew.
You can find photos, links, learn-along guides, and more about us at childrenshour.org.
Many thanks to Miss Caitlin Gooch from Saddle Up and Read for being with us on the show today.
Today's show was produced by me, Katie Stone, with help from our senior producer, Christina Stella.
Find our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, or go to our patreon.com/thechildrenshour.
Or ask your smart speaker to play the Children's Hour podcast.
We post our photos and more on Instagram and Facebook. Find us at TCH Radio.
Our theme music was written by C.K. Barlow.
The Children's Hour is distributed by PRX and by the Pacifica Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.
CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Unleash your enthusiasm for something special.
Here we go.
Get ready to go.
Good morning, kids. It is time for the Saturday Morning Cereal Bowl. My name is Dave. We have a great show lined up for you today. It's 1 hour of some of the best kindy music you're going to find anywhere. Today on the show, we'll have new music from Roly Poly, Guacamole, Hullabaloo, as well as some Cereal Bowl classics from Ellis Paul and Mo Phillips, plus music from Mr. Cookie Jar, Stacey Peasley, Casper Baby Pants, and a whole lot more. So stick around for every single second of the show today, kids. Coming up right now in the first block of music, we have Watch Reggie Run, the Punk Rock Sox, Eric Herman and the Puppy Dogs, a brand new song from Cuckoo, and a Cereal Bowl classic from Ellen and Matt. First, Jelly of the Month Club have a new song out. This is called Robot Boogie.
Daddy, go dance on the street. Robot Boogie.